You don't want to kiss you? Bro, the f*** out slap him.
Hey, ladies, keep your hands to yourself. The only reason she felt comfortable doing that, because she know he can't do anything back, and if he did, the whole club would jump on his back. But ladies, you're going to run into the wrong one. You don't care about none of that. So just some friendly advice from RB. Keep your damn hands to yourself.
Man, you don't want to hit her with the quick, ooh, just a quick, ah, right to her f***ing nose.
Where are the low-value men? Like, what are all the low-value men up to during these trying times? Because the high-value men, I know they're around. They won't shut the f*** up. Low-value men, I have not heard a word out of. I'm starting to think I'm on their side. I think I want one of those.
Yeah, I hear you. So what is it? Once you get done wrong by too many so-called high-value men, now you want to run to the low-value men, the so-called low-value men. You know, it's funny. Everybody always talk about high-value, low-value, Dusties, Chads, yada, yada, yada. It's rarely based on character. Rarely. It's usually based on looks, money, height. The so-called low-value men don't want you now. You've been calling them Dusty and ignoring them and treating them like crap for so many years. They cool now. They're going their own way. So you might be out of luck.
Want a low value man. They don't make podcasts. I haven't seen one low value man make a podcast. Do they not know how to use microphones?
No, they're probably just working hard at their job, trying to maintain, live their life, try not to delete themselves because life sucks so much. That's probably what they up to. Everybody doesn't live their life on the internet.
He's not going to cry the whole time.
What can you put on the next slide? No, I can't. I have to. What's your name? Tabitha 9766. Thank you, Tabitha. You may not have a job tomorrow.
I want this lady.
No, I can't.
I can't,
Tabitha.
She was screaming at the baby.
I'm not screaming. I'll be quiet now, please. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't be this lady. This is why it's so important to teach young women how to age gracefully so they don't end up being a Karen when they're 40 and 50. You're not going to be cute forever, ladies. Learn how to be a decent human being when you're younger, because it's hard to start learning at 40 and 50. You just end up being a nuisance to everyone in society.
Sorry, I was really stressed out.
Now Perez's name and image have been removed from the council's official website, and she's been placed on a leave of...
The Bible says a wise woman builds her house, and a foolish one tears it down with her own... Red bottoms don't build a house. A Chanel bag don't build a house. A Gucci purse don't build a house. Prada don't build a house. MAC lipstick don't build a house.
I hear you. I'm glad you're saying this. Teach them. Teach them. But just wondering, do you got a Gucci bag, though? I mean, I ain't saying you can't have one, but I'm just saying. It sounds like you speaking out against materialism, but them earrings, and what, you got some rings, and them nails, like, what's up? I'm just curious.
Proverbs 31 talks about a woman who fears. Job's wife is not being reverential. What kind of wife are you? I'm talking to the singles, too. He that findeth a wife, which means, guess what? Wife material was already there. Go ahead and just marry a big butt and a smile, and that's what's going to raise your kids. Go ahead and marry a mentality that's money driven. That's what's going to raise your kids. Go ahead and marry somebody that...
Yeah, right now, most women aren't marriage material. Ladies, look, keep watching the channel, and you can maybe become that. But yeah, it's not about money. If you worried about money and height, yeah, you're not marriage material. You worried about a dude looking like Boris Kojo in his prime? Yeah, you probably ain't marriage material.
Just cares about stuff, and then you go through a crisis, men or women, then guess what? They're going to be out the door. You better go ahead and connect yourself with some substance.
A lot of my friends come to me because one thing about me is I like to put myself in both shoes.
I hate it.
She really does.
Oh yeah, females don't want that friend that's going to tell them the real. A lot of women just want that echo chamber. Just tell me I'm right no matter what, girl. But that's not what's going to help the actual relationship. But that's the problem with being driven completely by your desire to want to feel good. Forget about what's healthy and what's actually going to make it work. I just want to feel good right now. He made me mad, make me feel good. They probably ain't going to be friends too much longer.
Because I will tell her straight up, like, listen, you're overreacting and here is why. And this is why he reacted that way. And you need to understand it from his perspective as well.